Just honestly saying, I was happy. I was extremely happy with our kids' effort. This game we've always known comes down to the final play. It has for the last 5 years. This one didn't disappoint. I keep going back to it. We think it's great that all three teams in the state now get to play each other. We qualify for the state championship game. We'll see how that goes at the end of the year against Jim in Rhode Island. But we're excited. I tell you what, the kids made plays. That was the thing. The defense needed to answer, it answered. The offense needed to answer, it answered. And that was really good to see these kids grow and just simply get better. And as we continue on those stairs of getting better.
Questions for you. First from Kevin Stone. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Kevin.
Good. Last week when we talked, you talked about needing to see a sense of urgency from your guys in practice this week. Did you see that leading up to this game?
Yeah, this was a great teaching week for us. I think we had the best week of practice we had all season. The numbers on our catapults showed it. When you have success after that type of week of practice and you've made your point, you've talked about sense of urgency, it's really easy for us as coaches to follow that up. Practicing the way we practiced and running around the way we ran around doesn't guarantee us a win, but boy, it gives us the best shot to do it. And we need that duplicated effort against yet another playoff team from last year that we play. I think this is our fourth out of five teams to open up the season with this caliber of a ball club.
Next question from Nick Coy. Go ahead, Nick.
Thank you, Rob. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Morning, Nick.
Hey, good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Am I not on or something? I don't know why it's.
I was going to say, we can't see you.
Yeah.
That's probably not a bad thing. My mom said I had a basement for radio, so I
Yeah,
don't.
you know what's sad, Chris, is my mom said the same thing too. Oh, there you are. There he
There we
is. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, my mom said the same thing too, and I'm on
go.
television here. So, with the rivalry and the games that you have every year with Brown and Bryant, now being able to play URI in conference as well, would you like in the future maybe to maybe be part of sort of the Governor's Cup or maybe come up with your own sort of trophy for Brown and Bryant every year to kind of raise the stakes a little bit?
100%. I had the opportunity to sit next to Governor McKee. His sister was inducted to the Bryant Hall of Fame a couple months ago, and we actually talked about the subject. And very little people know that Bryant used to be located right next to Brown on Hope Street in downtown Providence, and they bought our property to expand their university. So, this was a big one. There's a big one for the pride of the alumni. We beat Franklin Pierce and I kind of joked about this a little bit. I don't think I got too many texts other than close family and friends, but we beat Brown and, Board of Trustees and presidents and proud alumni coming out of the woodwork. And that's great for the program. It gives them a sense of pride and we're excited to be the cause of that.
And then my other question, just about Landon and his weekly honor. Just what has made him such a dynamic player weapon for you? Is it the toughness every time the ball gets thrown up that he can go up and make a play for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's 50-50 here. I think first off, Landon brings a tenacity. He brings a grit to every time that he plays the game. He's going to catch those 50. And with him, it's not considered a 50-50 ball. It's more like a 70-30. And he's a kid that was a walk-on in our program and has done. He's the poster child. We talk about walk-ons, and heck, I was a walk-on, so I have a spot in my heart for kids like this who come out and just perform the way he's done it. And he's now gone from a walk-on to a leader in the country when it comes to his position. And he's just really happy to see that. And then the other half of it, quite honestly, goes to Jarrett Guest. Landon doesn't make those catches unless he's dropping dimes. And Jarrett did exactly that Saturday, and he's done it all year. And with that combined with now a resemblance of a running game is hopefully what keeps this offense clicking.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Chris, next question from Mark Singles. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Chris. Mark Singulace from the Albany Times Union. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You get to see Dante Lunin on Saturday. What did he
Yeah.
mean to your defense when you had him, and how does he seem to be playing for Albany from what you've seen on film?
Well, it did not surprise me. You'll have to forgive me. I'm ignorant to the award that he won to start off the year. I know that he was awarded a jersey, and I saw that on social media, but it didn't surprise me. You know, Dante's the type of kid. He's a genuine kid that you know, he's one of the guys, and he is one of those kids that you know is going to be successful later in life. You know, I recruited him out of Miami, where I came up here from, and he brought that for us for the time he was with us. And I wished him nothing but the best of luck. We chose to explore his options, and just happy to see him having success.
I think the last time you faced Albany was only your second game, Chris. It was 45-3. I mean, you've changed leagues a couple of times. I mean, how much has your program grown since the last time you would have faced Albany, from way back 5 years ago?
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good old-fashioned butt whooping out there in Albany. And they two back-to-back CAA opponents to start off my career at Bryant against Stony Brook and Albany. And I just remembered, the feeling of it. And hopefully we can give them a better game this time around. I think our program has grown substantially. I think it doesn't take anybody to, we've asked a lot of these kids. A third of our kids are still NEC recruited young men, and we've asked a lot of them. With the steps and the conferences that we've gone up each and every year, and I'm proud of the way they've responded to each challenge. But we're out of the frying pan from Brown to in the fire right now, to steal a quote from Sir Thomas More there. We've got seven straight CAA opponents, and we know that we have to bring it every single week to have a shot. And Albany definitely is no different.
Thanks very much.
Chris, next question from Steve McDowell. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Coach. Coach, you just mentioned what I was thinking. You got CAA the rest of the way with the Brown game behind you, starting with Albany. Your thoughts on the league? You've got a little bit of a taste of it to this point. What you expected coming in and what you've seen in the games you played, but also in what you've seen throughout the league in other games.
Well, it's been no question. Even as a high school coach, I knew the quality of the league. But several kids in it throughout the years as a high school coach. I've always known about the quality of actually good friends with a lot of the coaches who used to come down and recruit us. So I've always had a tremendous amount of respect. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look and see all those little numbers next to all the ranked opponents in our conference to know its quality. Through the years, we've had the opportunity through crossover film and opponents that we play to see just about every team, and have always admired their ability and their coaching. And every year it's somebody different. It's you always have your stall, your top programs in there, but heck, one team 1 year come out of nowhere, and I just know you got to be ready every Saturday because every Saturday every team can beat you.
Thanks, Coach.
Chris, before I let you go, just dive into the Albany game a little bit. Just talk about some of the challenges that they present and some keys for your team to have success on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean the challenge with Albany is going to be the challenge with about 90% of the conference that we play, and that's going to be the size up front. There is a definite difference there. We have our hands full. We're going to have to play. One of the things that we were able to accomplish Saturday is we played some pretty mistake-free football when it came to turnovers. We converted on fourth downs. We needed some plays. Defense came up with plays. We're going to need that same type of effort week in, week out. And that's the biggest difference. When I watch film, is the size of the front seven on both sides and where we have to eventually evolve to and recruit those type of bodies in here to Smithfield.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for the time today, and I look forward to talking again next week.